The Executive Secretary of the Importers and Exporters Association, Samson Awingobit, has expressed concern about the new charges on frozen products by the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, GPHA. He called on government to restrain the GPHA from the introduction of reefer container charges. He said the association will not hesitate to go to court if the charges are implemented. In an interview with Radio Ghana, he noted that the importers have already gone through huge charges which are collapsing the import and export business.
If we are taking such a decision that pay or pre-finance electricity and handling charges on reefer containers, then you should be talking of dealing with the importers. And dealing with the importers, that's why there is an association for that. Now, just like the way they call the ship owners and agents association into a discussion, without calling us, because we have about so many different lines companies in this country, so they cannot go around calling everybody to a round table. So they are represented by their association. Likewise, the importers are also represented by our association. Now, Kapo went in for a meeting, not only once, about twice or thrice, somewhere 3rd June, the meeting actually started 20th February, somewhere 3rd June of 2014, same year, they have written to them, asking them to implement such a policy by that date. They are talking of 1st August 2014. That's what Kapo is asking the shipping line.
Are you saying that the importers, you are kicking against this pre-financing?
Letting them understanding that there's no way the shipping lines company will go and pre-finance Singapore. They will get the lava at the wrong side of their mouth. What the shipping line will do is they are going to ask the importer, okay, you ask them to bring your cargo. This is the quantity of your containers. This is 40 footer containers, 40 pieces, estimated tariff, which is even, there's a question behind it. For 40 footer container, they are saying it should take 116.2 pesos. Speed. Give the opportunity to the importer to go and buy electricity and come and put there, because the container is in there. Why is it?
Mr. Awingobit noted that some of the charges that are being introduced by the GPHA is way overboard, hence the need for GPHA to take a second look at the tariffs at the port.
We pay the number of bills that reefer containers sit at the reefer yard there. And either government will stop them from implementing this policy, or we can let court to stop them, because already the importers are having so many things that they are going through, so many pain. And we also want to ask such a thing to them by giving it to the shipping line. The shipping line also come and say, okay, I cannot just, you think the money will just go and say, okay, pay me the money, I'll take it to Gapoa, don't pay me anything, administrative charges. They will take administrative charges. And we're saying that just making money for some people pocket and letting some people business die, I sit as the executive secretary. We will appreciate government, we will support government when we are introducing policy that will benefit the people, the masses, including the businessmen and women in this country. Then we will kick against government if government is introducing policies that will have a negative and a heavy burden on the importers. We will not relent our intention by making it clear to government. So we hope that government and government agencies are listening.
Executive Secretary of the Importers and Exporters Association, Samson Awingobit.